You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, so warm welcome along and a very happy new year as well. This is the Daily Racing Podcast, looking ahead to the action on New Year's Day. On this edition, Sam Norris and Lord John Budden here to preview a couple of races, one from Cheltenham, one from Musselburgh, and what is going to be, as ever, a packed day on New Year's Day here on Racing Radio. We'll be on Brighton with Alex Dunn steering the ship. Hopefully you can join us for all of that. We'll be taking a look at the Monday jury as well as we look into the new year. But first of all, John, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Sam, although, as usual, of course, whining over my stupidity and feebleness in the naps world. How I did not nap Simply Ned at Leopardstown,
yes.
I just do not know.
Yes.
But otherwise, I'm in very good shape.
Yeah, if ever there was a Nicky Richards winner at a big price, John, I'd have been odds on that you would have napped.
Yeah, 60-1. And then yesterday on Sunday, I actually went very strongly for Tom Kevy, who won at 20-1.
Blimey.
Oh, well, there we are. Must turn.
Yes. Did you have a good Christmas, John?
Yes, quiet.
Button Towers?
I was bullied. My elder son lives next door to Hassendean Burn, the Ken Oliver's palace above Denham, and he insisted we went on a Boxing Day hike. I really just recovered.
How dreadful, John.
You're in terrible hills.
Right.
However, all is well.
Good stuff. Let's tackle the Monday jury first of all then. And no real surprise as we enter into the new year. More and more the thoughts turn towards action at Prestbury Park in March. And we start with the big one. At this stage, John, who is your Gold Cup winner after what we've seen over Christmas? I think it looks pretty open at the moment.
I'm afraid it looks very open, Sam. You know, I was a tremendous Might Bite man at the beginning of the year. I thought he had a great chance of winning it this time round, but he bled in the King George, and although that can be put right, it's a serious question mark. Over the Christmas, the horse who really impressed me was Native River, who I thought stayed on very strongly at Kempton in the King George. He looked as though he was a little bit sort of under par at the early part of the race, and there was always going to be a tremendous pace at that King George, but he was staying on well, and Cheltenham will suit him, of course, a great deal better. So at this moment, I think of those who ran over Christmas, I would be a Native River man. Thistlecrack was marvellous, but, you know, he's getting a bit long in the fang, and will he actually manage to pull it out up the hill? I think is a question mark. And of course, by a rule of elimination, presenting Percy's case is probably stronger than it was at the start. I was very keen on presenting Percy last year in the RSA, and you know, he could well turn out to be my choice, because he's a potential improver and he hasn't yet fluffed any lines this particular season.
Yes, on to the hurdlers next then. Bouvardaire for a third win in the champion hurdle. Obviously beaten surprisingly over Christmas by the stablemate Verdana Blue, who's obviously thrown his hat into the ring. As a result of that, we had Sharjah winning over in Ireland as well. Is it still Bouvardaire's champion hurdle to lose at this point, John?
I'm not sure about that, actually, okay. Sam. He was very impressive when winning the fighting fifth, but then, of course, those who finished behind, notably Sam Crowe, have not actually advertised the form.
Mm.
He made that one mistake, didn't he? Well, the three out at Kempton, and was never quite going as well as he might have been, and was just beaten by his stable companion. I think he'll, reverse that particular bit of form at Cheltenham, and he tends to be at his best at the springtime. So I think he's got a really great chance. But I was impressed with Charger. And I do think that the Irish, who probably didn't think they were going to win the champion hurdle this time round, have actually got a much better chance than anticipated. So I would expect Bouvier to run well and possibly win it again. But I don't think he's a banker.
OK. And on to the novices, starting with the novice chasers. Anything that knocked your eyes out, John?
Yes. Oddly enough, I thought Santini, who was beaten and finished third in his contest, was it the Quarto Star?
The Quarto Star.
I thought he was running off really well. Now, Kempton would not be his best sort of track, and the pace was also very strong, but he was staying on really well, and I think Santini certainly enhanced his chances of winning the RSA, probably, at Cheltenham.
And what of the novice hurdlers, John?
I thought Champ won the shallow hurdle at Newbury extremely well. Mm. And at this moment, I would have to think that Champ was a novice to follow at the festival. He's in the right hands, of course, and he's owned by Simon Mounier and Isaac Schwed.
That's it. JP horse champ.
Oh, it's a JP, yes. Sorry. I do apologise. Daryl Jacob made me think. JP, yes, because Barry Geraghty was on board, wasn't he?
Named after the champ, AP McCoy.
Absolutely. And I think he's got a great chance, champ. I quite like Kel Destin. Showed a lot of guts, I thought, when winning at Chepstow, and Sam Tristan Davis rode him really well. But I think he probably need mud. And if it turned out to be mud, he would have a chance, Kel Destin. Otherwise, it's champ.
Okay. And what other performances, either equine or human, particularly impressed you, is the next question.
Well, one would have to say that Paul Nichols impressed me, really. His horses seem to be going tremendously well. And, of course, he won the King George. But there were other horses who have run really well. Top of the game, I thought, was an enormous horse. I hadn't seen him before. But not really suited by Kempton, perhaps. Probably would have won if he'd actually challenged a little bit earlier in the straight, because I'm sure he's a horse who stays on really well. Paul Nichols, then, definitely the human outstanding personality of the Christmas period. The horse, the equine, well, it was a disappointment. I felt that Waiting Patiently was quite remarkably well-backed for the King George. I always thought that from the first moment when the prices came. How can this horse be sort of 4 or 5 to 1 second favourite for one of the biggest races in the calendar, having not run since February? But the money kept coming. And at Kempton, of course, it was desperately unlucky. I mean, when the evil Bristol Domay, evil, I say, because I mean, I could not see Bristol Domay winning at Kempton. I just felt that, you know, he doesn't like the track, and he did not like it. But to actually stop dead in front of Waiting Patiently and you know, unseat poor Brian Hughes was a complete disaster, because he was going quite well at the time. The race might have been run to suit him, and what we wanted to know was whether Waiting Patiently stayed 3 miles. I mean, alas, no chance, and it's going to be difficult to prove that before the spring.
Yes, and finally, identify a loser or two you think can make amends on the big stage. I suppose Native River and Santini, two that you've mentioned, John.
Yeah, they've got a good chance. I will put another one in. I thought Footpad ran pretty well at Leopardstown, beaten, of course, by Simply Ned, but he possibly needed that race, and I thought he certainly wasn't disgraced, and I would imagine Footpad is going to improve a lot on that.
Okay, thank you, John. That's the jury wrapped up for another week then. We are going to turn our attention onto the New Year's Day action, and we've got a couple of races picked out. We start at Cheltenham with one of their bigger races of the day, and it is the Dipper Novices Chase, run over a trip of 2.5 miles. It's a Grade 2 contest. A small but select field for this one, just five of them running it this year, but a decent roll of honour in years gone by. Oscar Whiskey, Petite Zig, See You at Midnight, Whisper and Yanworth have taken the last five renewals, and we've certainly got some interesting players in this year's renewal, John.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Dipper Chase used to be run at Newcastle, of course.
Right, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, it was always a big race at Newcastle, then switched to the New Year meeting at Cheltenham, as you say, about sort of 5 or 6 years ago. Quick word about See You at Midnight. Great pity, really, that he had to be retired, but got irretrievable ligament problem, and it's been very difficult to keep fit. But it was his time, really. He won in 2016, the Dipper Chase, and he made all the running, and at that stage we thought, this is a real horse. And sadly, he, although winning 7 of 17 races, is no longer in action on the course. What about this year? Well, I think Defi de Searle has got a major chance in this contest. He'll probably start fairly short, but he was an extremely high-class hurdler. Last year, of course, you can put a pencil through anything he did. He only ran a couple of times, but Philip Hobbs's horses simply weren't right. This year, I was a little bit disappointed, I have to say, first time out over fences at Cheltenham. I thought he might well win, but he wasn't disgraced. But I thought he could improve a bit, and he did so at Exeter. Top of the game, of course, lost his chance at the start, but nevertheless, it was an impressive win by Defi de Searle, and I would expect him to go extremely well. Black Op is a possible danger. Tom George's horse, he's always thought highly of it. Again, good hurdler. I mean to say, won at Aintree, didn't it, in the spring, Black Op. But finished behind Defi de Searle at Exeter, and I see no real reason for him to reverse the form. A crucial role, won at Uttoxeter, but this is definitely a step up in class. And the question mark horse is On the Blind Side. On the Blind Side could go rather well here. One just doesn't know, running for the first time, but was a horse of potential. Nicky Henderson pretty sharp at producing horses first time out. However, I think Defi de Searle has got the form in the book to win.
Defi de Searle then in that 125 race at Cheltenham, the Dipper Novices Chase. We go to Musselburgh for the 215 next. This is the Hogmanay Handicap Hurdle. Just shy of 2 miles to trip, Class 2 event. Very good race. 10 of them down to take their chance in this one. Tell me what you like here, John.
Gareth Topham is commentating. I don't giggle about that because he's an excellent commentator, but poor fellow's got to commentate too on their great Scottish athletic run, a handicap, the New Year run. So that's
right,
going to
okay.
keep him busy. However, this is a really decent race, as it always is. Irish Row at the top of the list is a possible winner, certainly a major player. Peter Atkinson might not be a name that, falls off the tongue with great sort of fluency, but he's been a star point-to-point trainer and preparing of horses, a performer over the past sort of 10 years or so, and Irish Rose, his very best horse, and was an excellent second last time out at Doncaster, and has maintained very good form throughout the last two seasons, so is a definite player. Anne Hamilton is a trainer who quite often produces a winner on the Northern Circuit. Nuts Well represents her, and of course also Danny McMenamin, allowing £7, very much a conditional jockey of the moment. Only fourth last time out at Wetherby, behind, in fact, James Ewart's Aristo Duplessis, but only weakened approaching the last. I think Nuts Well's got a chance at a biggish price here. And that means we've also got to mention Aristo du Plessis, the Ewart horse, won that race at Wetherby. But they never seem to hold their form, the Ewart horses, for all that long. And Aristo du Plessis was beaten at Haydock last time out. I thought he'd have to improve quite significantly to win. We then have a couple more who come in here with a big chance. Jim Goldie. You can never, ever dismiss Jovial Jim at Musselburgh, whether it is on the flat or over hurdles. And he has got a very possible winner here. Get Out the Gate. That won on return to action. Won well. It wasn't a great race, but it was a good stepping stone to start off with. Beat Dr. Dex, and I do fancy quite significantly Get Out the Gate. And then, of course, the form horse is definitely the Keith Dalglish horse, Chickabueno, who has won three times in a row. And last victory was in a decent listed juvenile hurdle at Aintree. Brian Hughes rides. And you would have to say that Chickabueno is the form horse in this contest. But I'm going to go for Jovial Jim. Get Out the Gate. He can possibly score again for the Goldie camp.
Get Out the Gate then for John in the 2:15 at Musselburgh goes to his early selection of Defi de Soy at Cheltenham. That's all to come. New Year's Day going to be a busy old day here on Racing Radio. Any plans to see in the new year, John?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I shall get back to Carlisle sort of before New Year's breaks, and I think it'll be actually quiet, to be honest. Yeah,
very good, John.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
No cat to bring in, well, there will be some coal. My grandmother always used to suggest coal. We'll keep the fire going, but no, I just possibly a little bit of Glenfiddich.
Okay, very nice. Well, enjoy it, John, and enjoy the racing tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.